The Department of Homeland Security has advised transit agencies throughout the U.S. to step up security in light of yesterday's train bombings in Madrid. The government says the move is precautionary and that it has no information indicating an increased domestic threat. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, the official national alert remains at the yellow or elevated level.
Passengers in Washington, D.C.'s Metrorail system are now being greeted by a reminder that they live in a very dangerous world.
Because of that, we ask you to report suspicious behavior or unattended items to a Metro employee or transit police officer.
Metro is airing such messages repeatedly, and like other transit systems, is asking its customers and employees to be especially vigilant in light of the Madrid bombings. Also in the D.C. Metro system today, special response teams with bomb-sniffing dogs were checking stations and trains. Metro spokesman Stephen Taub says such sweeps are routine, as are a number of other measures that have been taken by the transit authority since 9/11.
We also have a chemical detection system. We have sensors in a number of our stations that detect for chemical. If anything is released in the system, can't say how many, of course, but we do have that in place as well.
Other transit systems have also stepped up security. An Amtrak spokesman says the passenger train line has increased its canine and police patrols and also its surveillance of bridges and tunnels. Homeland Security Undersecretary Asa Hutchinson says federal agencies and public transportation officials around the country are keeping in close contact.
The first thing that we did is to send out the intelligence and the information that we have on the nature of the attack in Madrid. That way, our folks on the ground and the rail and transit industry have the greatest amount of information as to what they should be looking for.
For the most part, that's suspicious people and packages, such as backpacks, which were used in the Madrid bombings. But despite these measures, there's general agreement that a similar attack is possible inside the United States. David Heyman is director of the Homeland Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Public rail transportation is highly accessible, which makes it also very vulnerable and, frankly, very difficult to protect. We've put a number of security measures in place since 9/11, but in terms of the vulnerability and the difficulty to protect, we've still got a long way to go.
He notes that there are thousands of miles of tracks and hundreds of stations across the country. Unlike at airports, where authorities can maintain some control over who boards an airplane, it's difficult to monitor who gets on and off at multiple train stops. Amtrak requires identification when passengers buy tickets, but it only does random screening of some checked luggage. Some lawmakers complain the Bush administration hasn't given enough attention to protecting rail travel. $115 million has been provided since 9/11 for rail and transit security, compared with the billions spent on aviation. Heyman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says that was understandable in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks, but he thinks there's more that could be done for train and mass transit. One thing would be for the government to more closely monitor potential weapons.
Even today, we're probably on the order of 2,000 pounds a year of dynamite being stolen, and we need to make sure that people don't have access to the kinds of things that they would use in a terrorist attack.
The other thing he says is for passengers to take seriously those messages asking them to be more aware of what's going on around them. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.